Welcome to the pre-Christmas Bike Sport Radio Show. How you doing? It's been a little while since I've been on the air, dealing with a couple of different things here and there. So, just getting in the studio has been really tough. Matter of fact, I am broadcasting now from my home base studio, and hopefully we're coming in nice, loud, and clear. Holidays are here. Weather's been horrible here in California, at least in LA, and having some issues with that, trying to figure out, how to get time to ride. And I'm just not a trainer rider, so it's been really tough. Cross season ended, and that's it. So it's been tough to get out. I've actually been gaining weight. It's kind of scary. Biker's worst nightmare. Climbing's just around the corner, and there you are, tacking on a few extra pounds. It's going to kind of suck. But hey, it is what it is, right? So, anyways, hope everyone's been doing well. We've been, fighting the fight. So, it's been cool. It's been a good time. So, anyways, Christmas is here. Christmas tomorrow, Saturday. Christmas Eve, so Sunday, 2 days away. But, looking forward to that. Hopefully Hanukkah as well. Hanukkah and Christmas are actually on the same day. I think Hanukkah is 24th, so it's the day before. And Christmas Eve, of course, Christmas for those who celebrate. So whatever holiday you guys celebrate, hope you have a great one. Be safe out there. No drinking and driving, Please, we want to keep you around. We're going to go ahead and hopefully you guys aren't picking up all the howling dogs in the background. I guess we'll figure it out when we get back to editing. But I love live radio. You never know what you're going to pick up in the background. You might hear airplanes. You might hear dogs bark. Hey, that's what makes this show what it is, right? Anyway, so I've been trying to get the Interbike shows done. And, I figure it's a perfect time to do it because there's lots of really cool gift ideas in the list of Interbike shows recordings that I have. So we're going to go ahead and continue on with that. So there's really been not much going on. We've got a couple of events coming up later next month. Southridge is going to start their winter series. For those who want to do some underground fundraising, we got the Coaster Break Challenge out of Atomic Cycles. Take a look on atomiccycles.com for information on that. And I've done it in the past. I think this year I'm going to sit it out, though. It's just too much fun and too much another fun way to get hurt. So I'm actually kind of hurt again. So I'm just going to chill, enjoy the winter, get some base miles in, and have hopefully a good cross-country race season this year. Last year was up and down, having the shoulder surgery done and stuff like that. So, we'll see how it goes. Just trying to get my legs and stuff back. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and go into our interviews, and we're trying to get all the interviews done on this show so you get some gift ideas. I know it's like a day or two before Christmas, or whatever holiday you celebrate, or Hanukkah, whatever you want to do. But you know what? This is something that you can say, hey, I ordered it for you. You'll see it next week. And there's a lot of really cool things. So we've got our friends from Fix-It Sticks, ESI, Timber Bell. You're going to love that bell. Function Wear. If you got some way kinds of expendable income, we got the Schiller Bikes. And wait till you hear that. We've also got a couple of other interesting things. Couple of interviews as well, so we're gonna go ahead and start playing those, and less talk from me and more talk from our interviews. So here I am at the Fix-It Sticks booth. With anybody who's ever seen them, they're a really great little tool, compact tool, fits in your jersey pocket. But now we have another way of mounting it. We also have a really cool jersey bottle as well, and I'm going to talk to Brian from Fix-It Sticks. He's the inventor of the bottle, and then he's going to tell us a little bit about everything we got here at the Fix-It Sticks booth. Brian, take it away.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate that. So new for this year, just releasing this in Interbike as our bracket. And the way that works is it holds our original tools, which are 55 grams, lightest four-unit tool on the market. Goes under your water bottle, any water bottle cage, in between your frame. So it's a great way to keep tools there for quick access so you don't have to root around through your bag or your flat kit to find that one Allen key to turn one little bolt. Boom, pull these out, fix it up, you're on the road again. You could save a race if you're on a road race. You could catch the group. It's that quick. So it's a neat little product.
Yeah, they're really awesome, ingenious little design. There'll be a picture of it on the Facebook page when this is, well, while you're listening to this, just click on Facebook page, pictures there. I've got a couple pictures of it. The other thing, though, I saw this last year. We didn't get to hook up last year, but we're here now. The bottle, your jersey bottle. Tell me about it.
Right. So the back bottle is a funky little product I came up with. Somebody along the way told me I couldn't have a hand up at a cross race, and I don't like authority, so I came up, there's got to be a way to accomplish this. So I invented this little funky-shaped bottle that's designed specifically to go in the jersey pocket of a cycling jersey in the back. So it flips in there with one hand. It's quick in, quick out. It holds actually 18 ounces, which is a little bit more than it looks like, so it's enough to get you on that, get you through your third hour on a long training ride, or go out with your cross bike that doesn't have cages, or a fixie gear with no cages, a short mountain bike ride. So it's got a lot of little niche customers, but it's a neat little product, and everybody that tries it just loves it. So
and for me, what I was doing is my cross country race bike last year only had one water bottle cage. So during my endurance races, it was either wear a Camelback, which I hate, or it was throw another regular bottle in your jersey, and they're just round and awkward. This one's actually shaped flat on one side, so it sits firmly against your back and doesn't overstretch your jersey pocket and weigh you down, right?
Yeah, it stays in there. The only time I ever lost one was when I went end over end on my bike. So that's the only time I've ever had one come out. But they stay in there, and you're right, the flat back, especially on mountain biking when you're moving around a lot and bouncing on stuff, it stays in there really well. So as long as you have a nice tight-fitting jersey, you'll totally forget it's back there, especially once you get about half empty. It just melts into your back. You don't even know it's there.
Awesome, awesome. And what's the retail on that, by the way?
$12 for a little back bottle. So you can get those at backbottle.com or local bike shop. Hopefully, if you can tell them to bring them in, we would be more than happy to ship them a set of back bottles.
Are they going direct or through distributor?
We have a few distributors, although not all of our partners for Fix-It Sticks have picked up the bottle. So probably better off local bike shop, just get in touch with us directly through the Fix-It Sticks website or the back bottle website. We'll get you set up, get you set out to try, and off you go.
Okay, and then back to the Fix-It Sticks. Is the bracket already out?
The bracket just came out like last week. So yeah, you can get those at JMB. So pretty much any bike shop can order through JMB. KHS will be bringing them on, a couple other distributors. So yeah, we should have wide availability of the bracket system.
Awesome. Well, Brian, thanks for that info. As usual, the Quick Sticks, a really nice looking clean tool. Real simple, gets the job done. Looking forward to, I actually have a set. Haven't had to use them yet, but they're there. It's always nice to know that they're there. And the bracket, I think, is going to definitely take place, because I don't like stuff in my pocket. So Brian, thanks for the time, man. Hope the show's good for you.
Right on, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping.
Alrighty, so yeah, that was the Fix-It Sticks, and I will tell you, they are awesome to have, and I've been really lucky that, you know, there's another item I've been using recently called the Body Float C-Post, and it's funny because the Fix-It Sticks are perfect for that, for making the adjustments on it because of the angle and whatnot, and it's the right amount of torque, so it torques them down just right. You can't over-torque and break the bolt, so it's awesome. It's a really nice idea. And then the bottle is amazing. I have been using that. I used it during cross, and yeah, I mean, it sits in New Jersey really well, so it's awesome. It's a great thing, so take a look and find those. Alrighty, up next we have we have ESI Grips, my good old friends there, Gary and company and family, and if they're listening, I wish you guys all a very Merry Christmas. I'm here with my longtime friend Gary Stewart from ESI Grips. He's the mastermind behind those wonderful shock absorbing, energy absorbing, just amazing feel to your hand grips that I just love and have praised since day one. So this is the mastermind. He hates interviews, I can tell. I can see by the look on his face.
Not too bad. Thanks for the good shout out on our grips. And yeah, it's been a great relationship. Known Robert for a while, and we have fun racing together. And we'll talk a little bit about our grips now, I think.
We should. You've got some new stuff this year. You've got, we've got the fit line, but now you're doing something a little different with the road, with the, what am I saying? I'm always forgetting the road tape. Now you're doing something a little different there, and they call it tops and drops, right?
Yeah. Normal, we have our traditional, our RCT wrap, and there's no tapes. It's interlocking with our opposing bevels. Same great silicone material as our mountain bike grips. And we're getting good feedback that people would really like to have our mountain bike style grips on the drops and our RCT wrap up on the top. And that's why we're calling it tops and drops, because everyone wears out and uses that top area by your hood, and you wear through it, and the drops, you're not wearing through it, and you're going to have that great one-piece grip for shock absorbing and for cyclocross, gravel racing, riding, and it'd be a great thing for the bottom. And on the top, you only have half the material. So as you wear through it, even though you can reverse our material and use it from the inside out for another fresh set, now you only need to buy half of the material. So you're only buying a half a piece. And the bottoms will be perfect, and you just keep changing out the tops. And on the tops, you can have a variation of 8 colors, and then on the drops, you can have a variation of 10 colors. So you can do a lot of different, like, mix and matching on your colors and have your options available on that. So we think it's going to be a great addition for having that variation of our wrap on top and our regular mountain bike style grip on the bottom.
And I've put that RCT wrap through, I mean, a couple years of testing and that stuff. I mean, when you say wear out, I'm like, I haven't been able to wear most of mine out. It's taken some time to wear it out, especially if I rotate it a lot, clean it a lot. It holds up well in the crashes I've had. I'm not going to say how many of those I've had, but it's an amazing product, holds up well. I almost forget to change it out when it's due because it's just so comfortable. So as I'm looking around the booth here, and I know there's things that, of course, there's very busy, very famous, very popular people here. You've also got the XL chunky grips I see on the wall over there. Those are for like beach cruiser applications, cruiser bike applications, correct?
Right, same thing. And for bike packing, you have the bigger bars, H-style bars, things like that you can use them on. And so we're going to come out with black on those to start with, and then we'll pull in more colors of our regular standard grips into that arena. And yeah, it really helps out with your hands on those cruising long rides like that.
Awesome. So ESI, always staying in tune with the rider's needs. So that's awesome. Oh, and the other little thing we got to admit, we're all about customization as well. And now your bar plugs are adding some color to them as well to match the grips, right?
Yeah, we're traditionally, everything comes stock with a black bar plug with our, of course, ESI gold logo that you just can't mistake when you see it riding by. And now we're going to color match all our grips. So all those 10 colors of grips will have a bar plug to match it. Or you can use white with our blue. You can use orange with the black. You can really kind of customize and bling it out to your components on your bike and the style and manufacturer of your bike.
Awesome, awesome, Gary. We want to order all the grips. Of course, we know we can always support our local bike shops, but we can also go direct, correct?
Yes, you can go direct through us and through your local bike shop, and check out our website, and you can see all the distributors that you can actually get our grips through.
And that's esigrips.com, right?
Yes, that is true.
All right, Gary, thanks for taking the time. You're busy. I know you're busy. You got people that always line up to come and greet you and see you. So thanks for being a great support to everybody out there in the mountain bike world. And wish you way more success. By the way, and this is a running joke between us, when are we going to get those water bottle holders?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gonna have to twist my arm a little more to get that fired up again, but yeah, that's a fun project to go on. And thanks so much for stopping by and chatting and getting the word out on our products again. Thank you very much, Robert.
No problem, Gary. So what happened was Gary at one point used to make a water bottle like holder that you could put out on the race course, so when you came by you would actually be able to like feed yourself. And he had to, I was like, God, I gotta get one of those. And he just stopped making them. So that's our little joke. One day I'm hoping he'll fire those back up again and see what happens. Okay, enjoy the next interview. This is from a company called Timber. Wait till you hear what they're all about.
Perfect timing. Hear that bell in the background? That is from one of the, I think, one of the most functional bells I've ever used as a trail bell. It's called the Timber Mountain Bike Bell, and I'm talking to Chris here, who is the
president.
Oh, I got president, founder, creator.
Pretty much, you got it.
He's the man.
That and my wife. And
there you go. Okay,
we're a two-person show.
You got to remember, the wife always takes. That should be the CEO.
You got it.
CEO.
Smart man.
Anyway, so Chris, tell me, where did this come from? What's the idea behind it?
Well, my wife and I are from San Diego. We're mountain bikers, and we were out on a ride about 3 years ago, and we had an experience on the trail where we had passed somebody and yelled, "Passing on the left," like a lot of us do when we're mountain biking, and the person turned around and kind of, you know, gave us a kind of dirty look that sometimes can happen.
Infamous dirty look.
Yeah. And, you know, you can yell "passing on the left," or you can ding your kind of typical dinger bell. But, you know, it's always a question. When do I say it? How close should I be? You know, it frequently results in an altercation, interaction that's just not as happy as you'd like it to be. You're out there riding to have a good time. You want the whole ride to be great and just to come home with a good feeling.
Yeah.
And so we said there has to be a better way of signaling on the trail to let people know you're there, to not beep at them so much, but to just say, "Hey, I'm coming through, probably traveling a little faster than you are, and I just want to let you know I'm here." And, you know,
that's where it came from.
Have a safe passing. So, yeah, we just started talking about it.
And one thing about this bell is it's got a very unique sound to it.
Yeah, it
so
does.
It's not really overwhelming, but it definitely stands out, I've noticed. A lot of other bells tend to be on a deeper tone. This is a little more higher pitch tone.
Yeah, exactly.
And it to me, it seems like it would actually be hearable even to someone who's plugged in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there were so many challenges to developing this, and the sound of the bell is definitely one of them.
It's definitely very unique. Easy mount too, rubber band. It's got a rubber O-ring mount, so it's universal, quick release mount. You can transfer from bike to bike. But here's the kicker, and here's the thing: no matter what kind of bell we have, everybody has to try to make this way, because we don't always want to have it on, especially if we're climbing or real slow or whatever.
Yep.
This one actually has an on-off switch.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what I found with this on-off switch is it's actually off. No matter how hard you shake the bike,
you're not gonna
ring. And what's another nice part about it is that I don't know if you built it in or not. I found that I can move the lever down and have a not so loud of a bell, just kind of a little awareness bell.
Exactly.
Or I can open it all the way and it's here I am.
That's right. Yeah, it was definitely one of the other challenges to developing this is, you know, what we call mountain biking encompasses so many different things, from like a multi-use path, just, you know, outside town, you know, on your way from school, you know, that kind of thing, to hardcore DH runs. Yeah. And so to make a bell that was sensitive enough that it rang, you know, on a gentle trail, and yet wasn't so loud that it would drive you nuts on a DH trail, was a, you know, like hard, you know, bumpy downhill trail, was part of the challenge. So, you know, having that incremental ring is the way we solved it.
And that's actually, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, right now in California with the trails, they're really overgrown. There's a lot of critters in the ground.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest reasons for a lot of snake bite, for example, is you surprise the animal.
Yeah.
Here is kind of cool. You put it on that low mode, and as you're struggling up a trail, you can actually give a warning that you're coming. So it's a great safety feature. I love it. Where do we get these bells if we want to get them?
Well, here in California, you can get them at lots and lots of bike shops. So we've got 125 dealers in California, so there's a good chance your local shop has them. If they don't, stop in and ask for them. Chances are they can pick it up through one of the major bike accessory distributors. We sell them direct on our website. It's mtbbell.com, so like mountainbikebell.com. And we sell them on Amazon, too. They're on Amazon Prime.
Okay, and retail on these guys is?
$20.
Awesome. Great price, great bell. And can we get, like, replaceable O-rings and things like that as they wear?
Yeah, you can buy O-rings on our website as they wear. We sell them cheap. They're only $2 to replace them. You can buy new pads, too. There's a little pad that goes on the inside, and you can replace that as well.
Definitely a great bell. Definitely, everybody should have this bell. That's my recommendation. But go check them out, and it's definitely got a unique sound. You can hear it right now. All right, that's Timber Bell. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
I love me that Timber Bell, I must admit. It's just an amazing bell. Sleek, the switch. Did you hear it? Do you hear it? Barely. Now it's completely off. Hear it? Hear it? Yeah, exactly. All right. So, with the switch completely in the off position, you cannot make it do it. But like I said, it's got a lot of little notches, so you can lower it, and you can have a little bit of a bell, just a little warning bell, in case you accidentally forget to turn it on. All right. So next up, we are going to be listening to a company named Function. And when you hear them, they've got a really cool thing they're doing. So take a listen. All right, here I am at the Function booth and or little kiosk. What do we call it today?
So they're calling these a kickstand.
Kickstand, okay. So nice little way to display everything you got. Tell me a little bit about Function Wear. What is it going on? This is Jason here, by the way, and tell us about it.
Sure. So Function Wear, we're a U.S. cut and sew manufacturer of apparel accessory products. So we make face masks, neck gaiters, things like that for the skiing and snowboarding industry, for the fishing industry, and now we're expanding into cycling as well. So in addition to the neck gaiters and balaclavas, we're also making solar sleeves and what we're calling polar sleeves. So one's for hot weather, one's for cool weather. You know, really cool thing about our company, everything is cut and sewn in Denver, Colorado, but it's also made out of recycled plastic bottles.
And that's the key here. Just so going definitely totally green here, recycling, American made. The show's definitely behind all of that. So we're using bits of here. Looks like here you've got all the samples of how the plastic's broken down.
Exactly. So, you know, we've got the process displayed here where it starts as a plastic bottle, gets chopped up, gets pelletized, and then turned into yarn. That all takes place in North Carolina. And from there, the yarn's milled into fabric in another place in North Carolina. They ship it to us to Denver in big, you know, 60 to 100 yard fabric rolls, blank white. And we cut it, print it up, sew it together, and ship it out.
Right on. And all the creative, lots of creative designs, patterns, and I mean, you've got everything. It's not just like one here, you for the cat lover, and you know, the cat lover, there's a solar sleeve there with cats on it. And I mean, you name it, they've got it. It's different patterns all over the place here.
Absolutely. That's one of the beautiful things about being the manufacturer as well as the designer, is that we have the ability to put different things on the mask. We can get really weird stuff to put on there. We get really fun stuff to put on there. It also allows us to customize it. You know, that's a huge part of our business now, is that we offer the ability to put a shop logo or to put a complete custom graphic on the product to anybody. No minimums. Any retailer can do it.
Oh, that's good. And great news to know about that, because that, you know, everyone's always like, for teams and clubs, we want to get our own gear, and it gets really expensive when we have to order 100 units of that before we can do it. So that's really good. We want to get more information on your garment, order custom ordering and things like that. Where do we go?
So visit functionwear.com, spelled with a PH, and then or shoot us an email at info@functionwear.com.
And it's P-H-U-N-K-S-H-U-N for Function.
Yes.
So very good. And awesome. You got head gaiters, sleeves, face gate, a whole nine yards, convertible ones. Awesome. So take a look at that online. Jason, thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Functionwear. It's so cool to see companies going green. I mean, it was really neat to see, like, the pelletized plastic bottles and how they really break it down and turns all that into a really cool fabric, like an actual fabric that people can use. So it's awesome, definitely, for sure. All righty. Moving along to our show here. This is still, believe it or not, this is like day two, and this happened back in September, but hey, it takes a while to get through this stuff. Anyways, take a look here. This is a really cool water bike. Yes, you heard me right. Hey, man, Bike Sport Radio, we're about everything bike, right? Take a listen.
All right, found a very interesting cycling-related slash water toy called the Schiller, and I'm actually talking to Judah Schiller. He's the founder, creator, mastermind, crazy guy behind all this nonsense. I wouldn't call it nonsense. It's actually a really cool looking thing here. Tell us more about it.
Sure. So if you think about it, there are about 1 billion bikes built for land on a planet that's more than 2/3 water. And I started Schiller Bikes, you know, to really pioneer a new frontier in water biking. If you think about what Gary Fisher did in the late 60s for mountain biking,
yeah.
And this is sort of Gary Fisher meets, you know, Hobie. So we've got the world's best water bike, the Schiller S1. Is our water bike that is now in over 30 countries around the world, and really allowing people of all athletic abilities to enjoy a true cycling experience on the water.
And that's something I'm looking at it here now. You know, we're in LA, we're right there on the beach, and I was like, you know, sometimes it's nice to ride the bike, and then you look out in the ocean and go, God, I wish I could be riding in the ocean. So this is the answer to that.
Absolutely, and it's really so much fun to bike across places like Marina Del Rey. I was out just a couple of weeks ago biking around the Malibu Pier, and it's a whole other experience when you're cycling on the water. You know, you're not confined to paddling anymore. Now you can really cycle and go a lot faster in big open water on the ocean, and it's an amazing, safe, stable experience.
And that's what I was going to say. It's wide, it's long, it's stable. And then you're saying efficient and fast. Now, I only see one rubber belt there. How are we getting gearing in there? How are we propelling ourselves?
Yeah, so the Schiller S1 actually uses a Gates carbon drive belt, so the premium name in belt-driven bicycle technology. Great in salt water. Everything about the bike is made for salt water to resist corrosion. That's really important. And it's a single speed. The bike is very easy to take to about 5 miles an hour. Cruising, sustained on the water, so it's a good clip on the water. It feels like you're riding a bike. It's nothing like the pedal boats you did at Disneyland.
Okay,
this is a real
yeah.
water bike, and the top speed is about 8.5 miles an hour, so you're going as fast almost as some kinds of sailboats, small sailboats,
okay.
Faster than any kayak or stand-up paddleboard, and you're doing it in rough water. It's a catamaran, 6 feet by 12 feet long, so you're really able to, you know, go out and swell, chop, windy conditions, and feel like, you know, no problem getting back home.
Yeah, you're not going to tip over, and you're not...
Exactly,
And he said some numbers that are like, oh my gosh, now I got to buy a rack system and whatever. No, you don't. This thing breaks down in a couple of minutes, folds into the back of your car with no problem.
Exactly. It's so easy. The user experience, you don't need tools, this all breaks down. You can put it in the back of a sedan even. You don't even need an SUV or a trailer or a hitch or a rack. And then to go from your car to water is under 10 minutes. So that it's just really, you know, zero hassle to get out on the water and enjoy a great day of cycling.
That's amazing. I've been looking at it right here. He's got it broken down and he's got it all assembled. The pictures will be on the Facebook page. So take a look on our Facebook page at it. Find all the pictures there. Now, the golden question. You know what it's going to be. By the way, everybody, he's got a better voice for radio. Don't get any ideas. I'm not going anywhere and I don't think he wants to do it either. But anyways, Tally, where are we starting at? What are we looking at to get into this?
Yeah, well, surprisingly, you know, here at Interbike, in a sea of bikes that are running, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, the world's, you know, best water bike starts at $4,500. So comparison to a lot of bikes out there, comparison to any kind of water toys, it really is a great price given that, you know, this really is something amazing and revolutionary.
Yeah, it's definitely, when you look at the quality of it and you sit there and go, wow, that's a lot of quality for a low price. There's a lot of thought goes into this. It's like I said, designed for salt water. We know how abusive salt water is on stuff. So it's there. It's a great product to check out. Right now, what's distribution like? Where are we getting these? Where can we? Where is there anywhere to really go try one out? Do we have anything in place for that yet? What's the plan?
Yeah, so we're a rapidly growing, you know, startup company with a lot of demand from around the world. We have our bikes in over 30 countries, from Dubai to Switzerland to Bora Bora, Hawaii, Mexico.
Okay, well, all those places have money.
All those places. And in Los Angeles, we're just finding, we're looking for the right partners to really get some of the rentals going. And that's what we're doing across Southern California, is building out our distribution network. So we'll have more and more partners coming online. And here at Interbike, we've met a lot of great people. So it's great. And we want everyone to enjoy this. Everyone should.
Hey, we have to set up a demo day soon. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. That's another thing they were planning to do in Los Angeles. Probably do it down in Marina Del Rey. It's a great place to try biking on water.
All right. Awesome. So they want to get more information on this thing, take a look at it, any action videos and things like that. I'll have my pictures up on the Bike Sport Radio Facebook page. Where else can we get more information about ordering, buying, and everything?
Yeah, we sell direct to customers right off our website, schillerbikes.com. Check us out there on Instagram at schillerbikes, Twitter, Facebook, schillerbikes. Lots of photos, lots of fun. It's just a great thing to check out.
And that's S-C-H-I-L-L-E-R for the name Schiller. So awesome, Judah. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
It was amazing. That bike, I'm still waiting. I have heard they are in Marina Del Rey, so if you want to go and take a look at them, really cool. Yeah, it would be an awesome toy. Expendable income, for sure. A lot of resorts are going to be carrying them, things like that, so that's why they're, you know. But I could see the workout benefit in that, too. So another way to play on the water, I guess. But it's a really cool bike, so take a look. And as I get the information on the demos and whatnot, I'll pass them along if you want to go and give them a try. Probably not this weekend, considering it's going to be about 49 degrees outside here in beautiful Southern California with the wind blowing and the storm and, good God, everything else going down. Anyways, hey, this is probably something I should just play before the holidays as you're traveling across country. Hopefully you're being safe out there. Take a listen to this and tell me what you think.
So while strolling around Interbike 2016, day two, so if the voice sounds it, you'll know why, I stumbled across the organization here, I guess, that could really be helpful to a lot of people who travel a lot. And it's called rentabikenow.com. And I'm here with Marie, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what they do. So here you go, Marie.
All right, thanks. Okay, well, rentabikenow.com, what we do is if you decide you want to rent a bike in Sausalito, for instance, you're going on vacay, and you're sitting there at midnight before you leave, and you go to rentabikenow.com, map of the United States comes up, California shows up there, you go to Sausalito, boom, you pick that button, the bike shop in Sausalito comes up, shows all their availability, their whole inventory, how much it's going to cost you, you check out online, put your credit card in, and that's your bike for the time you rented it.
That's awesome. Just simplify the process.
Yes, a simple process, just like Expedia or Travelocity, but for bikes.
And for the bike dealer, for the shop itself, you've taken care of all that process, correct?
Taking care of all the problems for him. He's going to have your bike ready, your helmet ready. The website sends you a confirmation, so you have a confirmation number. So you go to the bike shop and you go, "Hi, I'm Alice, and here's my confirmation number." And they go, "Oh, hi, Alice, there's your bike over here. Let me fit you for that."
Well, that's awesome, because I know a lot of shops, that's one of the reasons why it's so complicated.
Right, right.
It's just a process to get it all, you know, organized.
That's
and
correct.
All of a sudden it's like, hey, how long has that bike been out now?
You yeah,
know,
exactly.
It's already in another country.
Yeah, so it also sends a reminder email to the person that's renting the bike, reminding them the day before, don't forget to pick up your bike in Sausalito. And then it reminds them the day they're supposed to return it. Don't forget you're supposed to return it. We close today at 6.
That's awesome. That is so great. So it's rentabikenow.com. Now, is there any additional cost to the renter?
Not at all. No cost to the renter whatsoever. The bike shop pays for the privilege of being on our website.
Awesome. So bike shops, too, because we cater to everybody. Bike shops hear us, too. So it's a great idea if you guys want to get into the rent-a-bike, you know, renting the bikes. This makes things a lot easier to do. So rentabikenow.com. And Marie, thank you so much for sharing this info.
Thank you, thank you. Stop by our booth and get a free t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, no, the shirt's what got me. It says free bike porn. Now, come on. You're in Vegas,
right.
You hear bike, you hear porn, you got to stop.
You got to stop and look at pictures online of bicycles.
we won't go there. Thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that was really cool. The big old Dayglow neon t-shirts that said bike porn on it. That's a good way to get people's attention. Anyways, so, yeah, rent a bike. Take a look at it. Next up, we have a really cool fundraiser program. So you should take a listen to that and support.
All right, so I was walking around Interbike here, and I saw a whole bunch of people walking around with these really cool camelback, kickback cups. It looks like a little thermos-type cup thing. And I was like, okay, I got to find out what's going on. So I found Kim here from Camelback, who's a little shy, so we're not going to scare her too badly. We're just going to have a conversation about what's going on with the Camelback kickback. And it's actually for a good cause, so tell us about the good cause.
So what we're doing here at Interbike is launching our partnership with People for Bikes, and we are doing $20 donations. All donations are going to People for Bikes, and what we are doing is launching something that we're doing at retail. For every kickback purchase, we're donating $1 back to the organization.
And that's a really good. So Camelback, you know, big corporations, and you think, oh, they're just too big and forget about the little guy. But, you know, Bikes for People, they've been around for a while, and they do a really good thing. And it's so nice to see the big corporations joining in and supporting the little guy. So really awesome. And I'm about to go get my
custom laser
engraved cup here. And if you're, well, this will be broadcast after Interbike, but there's going to be some special treats for us, for those of us who have them. So, Kim, I know you were shy. I know you didn't want to do this. I dragged you in to make you do it, but that's okay. It's all good. You did a great job, Kim. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, poor little Kim. She didn't know what she was getting herself into. Hopefully, God, I hope I still have her information. You know, when you're an Interbike, you really have to interview the cute girls. No one heard me say that. Anyways, alrighty, we're going to go ahead and close out today's show here for interviews, and I'm going to close out with someone who's probably ideal for this time of year. Going to hear rehear our interview from Sealskins.
Okay, here we are, 2016 Interbike. Well, I'm here at my friends, the Sealskins, but actually today, usually I have Chip, but I don't know where he's off to today. So I have the real brains behind the business here, and it's Julie, right? I'm horrible with names.
Julie Kelly.
Oh, and then you throw the two first names at me. How dare you? We're just having fun over here, sipping on adult beverages and talking about the Sealskins. Sealskins is once again coming in with new cycling specific product. They've always been an outdoor company, and they've got really great waterproof and thermal insulating items, and now they're now refining it. And Julie's going to talk a little bit about a couple items here that are going to really change the game here, and maybe this gets Sealskins out there on the map when it comes to mountain biking. So Julie, it's all yours. Take it away.
Okay, thanks. Sealskins has always been about helping people extend their seasons and get out and stay out no matter what the weather. And the latest products that we have are kind of rounding out the year for Sealskins, where we've always been really great at autumn and winter, super cold weather stuff. And now, based on demand from consumers and Sealskins fans, much more that's coming out in the line is for shoulder season and even summer and spring. And the first thing I want to talk about, it's a new glove called the Dragon Eye Trail. And it's super flexible and form-fitting. It's a water-repellent glove, not a totally waterproof glove. And on our thermal rating, it's a 1 on a scale of 1 to 5, meaning it's really perfect for warm days. It's going to provide protection to the palm with minimal padding. It's touchscreen friendly on the finger and thumb. And then on the index and middle fingers, it's actually got some texture grippers for easy shifting and breaking that your fingers wouldn't slip off. On the back of it, there's a protection against the knuckles and a nice brow wiper. And then it seals at the wrist with Velcro, which you can probably hear.
It actually picked it up, believe it or not.
That's great. And, you know, this is a piece retails for $45, and it's available increasingly at independent bike shops, and also REI will carry it, and it's available directly on Sealskin's website. So
now, one really cool thing about this glove, we want to say water repellency, but one thing is, and it's called a mountain bike glove, but, you know, it's a glove that can be used on anything, road bike, cross bike, just heck, you can even probably use them if you want to spend $45 on gardening gloves. They're pliable enough. They're not really rigid for something that's got water repellency in it. So there's flexibility. Thermally, it's a very comfortable glove, especially if your hands get cold easily. It's something that's not so bulky. And that's one thing. They've taken the bulk away and given you some thermal protection and some water protection. So that, and that's a hard balance to do, and that's something Sealskins is really refining as they're progressing along through the system. So very securely built latch. The Velcro is on a rubber back strap, and you know, so it's definitely a good choice to look at for an all-season type glove. I've got a pair of Sealskin gloves that have gone a couple years now, and they're perfect. You know, it's one of that. It's a good weight to comfort and protection level. So the other thing they came out with, and you can tell I'm getting tired because we're on the second day of Interbike, so it's been a long day, but Julie can know how to liven us up here. We're also going to talk about the MTB mid sock. Now, in the past, if you've seen waterproof over socks, they're usually really thick and really bulky, but not no more, right, Julie?
Right. So the Sealskin's hallmark product is a stretch dry technology, which actually is a patented technology. Some companies will make their products waterproof by coating them, you know, DWR and other chemicals. Sealskins are inherently waterproof because of the way they're constructed with three layers that are fused together. That typically has meant for kind of a thick sock, but the technology has been refined with the new mountain bike sock that we're talking about. It's actually about the thickness of a tube sock, if you can picture that. A little bit thicker than a typical single layer cycling sock that most of us are familiar with, but with so much more functionality because it's completely waterproof and windproof, but it's also not too terribly insulated, so you don't have to worry about getting too hot in it in a shoulder season or spring summer scenario. And then my favorite part about it is at the cuff. There's two things here. There's a technology called HydroStop, which is a silicone-free taping that is adhered inside the cuff. What that does is it holds the sock in place on the leg, and more importantly, it prevents water ingress coming in from the top, whether you've splashed through a puddle or it's actively raining and it's running down your leg. Does no good to have a waterproof sock if it's coming in, you know, getting wet in from the top. So this will prevent about 80% of water ingress. And the other little feature in the cuff that I love is the care instructions are embroidered right in there, so you don't have to worry about ruining your sock by washing it improperly. And, you know, that brings up a great point that these are machine washable and dryable. They are incredibly long-lasting and durable products made with a lot of quality. So.
And the pictures will be up on the Facebook page, so you can check it out at the Bike Sport Radio Facebook page, and there will be pictures of the cuff. And it's one thing we were talking about, is you can have all this waterproof stuff, but if you don't seal the cuff, it doesn't do you any good. You're going to have water go down there. The other thing, too, is it's a breathable sock. The membrane allows for air, for the vapor to escape. So you're not going to be wearing a plastic bag on your sock,
exactly.
On your foot.
Yeah, that's merino wool on the inside, nature's perfect fiber. So it will keep you cool in summer and warm in winter. It will wick away the perspiration. And the hydrophilic membrane that's sitting in between that inner and outer layer does allow the moisture to come back out of the sock, so you won't be sitting in a swamp.
So definitely, like I said, they're definitely upping their game here at Sealskins, and Julie's done an excellent job of explaining all this technical terminology to the lame people that we are, that we can fully understand what's going on. So there's so much here at Sealskins to look at, and it's definitely worth a stop. take a look online at sealskins.com, and that's sealskins with a Z. So look up everything they got. There's a couple of new things coming out in the spring and summer for you minimalist glove lovers. There's a glove that literally looks like a pair of nylons. Minimal padding whatsoever, and just it looks like an awesome lightweight summer glove. So, you know, some of us just got to have something on our hands to soak up that perspiration, and these are definitely the way to go. So take a look for those in the spring and summer. So Julie, thank you so much for all this information and knowledge and for sharing Sealskins with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sealskins are just amazing people. Kelly, Julie and Chip are the publicists. You know, most of these companies at Sea Otter, they hire the publicists to go out and do all the talking for them, especially with the media folk like myself. And usually I have Chip, which is the other half of the company there. And always, these two are very innovative. They're always bringing in some of the more exciting products. And one thing they've always been with, as you hear the Velcro, they've always been with Sealskins. It's something that they truly, you know, stand behind that company. And I think it's a unnoted company. I think they go unnoticed. And they've got such great product that's just hiding. So it's going to come. This refinement of the socks are amazing. Their waterproof stuff works. There'll be a review of the Halo. The Halo is a really cool overshoe with a built-in LED light in the back, and it's just awesome. Cold, blustery days. I mean, just your feet are nice, toasty, and warm. They're water socks. I've used them during cross, during the mud and rain season, and my feet, you know, stay dry. I mean, and dry is a kind of a weird thing with when it comes to waterproofing and high performance activities, because you're perspiring, so your body's perspiring. You're going to be a little wet. You're just not going to be soaking wet. So, you know, it's natural. You're going to have some perspiration, you know, there. So a lot of people are like, well, they didn't work because my feet are still wet. Well, you also perspire. So that's what's key about getting the exchange, getting the fibers down so that everything exchanges. And the cuffing is very important. It's got to be kind of snug and silicone-based to seal against the skin. Therefore, water doesn't get in. And it's one of the issues you notice with gloves that are waterproof is the cuffs are usually loose. You have to cinch them down really tight. And water gets into that inner membrane, and then it just, you know, water goes where it wants to go. So they've got it. I mean, it's definitely something to take a look at for Sealskin. So definitely great stocking stuffers. This is all stuff that you guys can go out, get, order online, have it shipped in. It'll be here in a week or so. And just be it one of those, you know, last-minute gift ideas. Birthday's coming up. Riding season's coming up. Come on. Think about it. Okay, well, we're going to be ending the show momentarily here. But I take a look on my Facebook page on Bike Sport Radio. And there's something I just put up there today. I know it's going to be a game changer when it comes to the world of power meters. You definitely want to take a look at this. It's called a power pod. Excuse me while I spit on my microphone. Power pod. Sorry to say that fast a couple times. It's a very cool, adaptive, intelligent power meter. And it actually adapts to your riding style. Therefore, it's going to constantly give you accurate power ratings. And here's some of the best things about it. Number one, you don't need to go spend a whole crud load of money to get it. So take a look at it online. We're going to talk more about it later on, trying to set up an interview and just to get more data on it and make sure we actually get some test time with it too and make sure it's accurate and whatnot. In the meantime, this will be live on killradio.org, and it will also be held up as a podcast on Radio for All. And tune in. We're going to get back to live shows Mondays or Thursdays. Take a look at our Facebook page for our schedule. I have to give it 2 days because I'm one of those people that's always in demand. Sometimes my Mondays are full, sometimes they're not. Thursdays are full, sometimes they're not. Anyways, we're going to try to get back onto a regular live schedule as soon as life settles down. But in the meantime, you guys keep on pedaling. enjoy your holidays, ride safe, and enjoy this show. And of course, you know, my music's never cued. But, oh yeah, I do have to say this real quick before we do go, of course, as I get you all excited to leave. It's muddy right now. I know mountain bikers are all about mud, getting dirty, riding the trails, hero dirt. You know what? Just let it dry. Okay? It's going to be really soupy. And it's just getting to that point where it's just not going to be good. So you want to make sure that you let all the trails dry before you go out and destroy anything. So be safe, everybody. Be careful on the road. Wear your day glow. Turn your lights on. And everybody, will see you soon.